Good morning, everybody. Lovely to be back with you again. And I wanted to take this opportunity to share something I've been thinking about because of the year of the maximum. And I was thinking about expansion. And I want to look at that with you a little bit today and encourage you to expand your thinking, dreaming about new possibilities, setting a new standard, I should say, rather than settling for, particularly in this year of the maximum, remembering that our age, our education, our ethnic grouping doesn't really mean anything to the fact that we can expand in the things of God. I believe even late in this year, we can still step into some new things, some new firsts that can change the course of our life. And why is that? Because I believe God loves to do new things. In fact, God spoke through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. I want to read that to you. Do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I like that. The Lord is going to make ways in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, which are miracles. It doesn't seem possible, does it? But I believe he will. And in fact, we were going to see these things. And in Luke 5:26, in the message, part of that verse says, we've never seen anything like that, saying it's a first, it's an unusual. But I believe that as you walk closer with God, the more frequently you and I will experience more and more firsts and more of these encounters. And I was thinking about Di and I when we go on holiday. She loves walking on the beach, but she gets fascinated if there's a bend on the beach or there's a corner. She's always wanting to look around the bend, excuse me, to look around and see what's there. That is that exploring, looking for the first, looking for that first view of something that's new. Unfortunately, many Christians today, many of us do get satisfied with living just an ordinary life and never venture out in faith anymore to believe God to see new things. And as a result, they have fewer firsts or encounters in their lives. You know, I've always taught, and it's true, that the hindrance to a great marriage is to be a good marriage. And then hindrance to a good marriage is to have a reasonable marriage. We've always got to be looking forward. I remember my Pastor Ray McCauley, one of his favorite phrases was that he likes to be a wet walker water, not a dry boat sitter. I believe that God never intended for you and I to live ordinary, commonplace, unexceptional lives. And in Psalm 115:14, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. And there's nothing ordinary about that. That's super extraordinary. We're going to increase, amen. God doesn't want you just to sit in one place and become satisfied. He wants you to grow, to expand, to flourish, and to increase in every area of life. He wants you, in fact, to dream, amen, to expand on all sides. He wants you to see new things, do new things, and experience new things. I believe we mustn't limit God. Refuse to allow the devil to get you to think that this is all you'll ever see and that you've gone as far as you'll ever go. You need to cast those thoughts down. Amen? Take hold of them and say, no, that's not for me. I'm going to dare to dream bigger because I believe that God isn't through doing great things for you and I. There's more to come. And that's why we're to get up every day praising God for what he's already done. But what is he about to do? To begin to declare every day, there is a new thing, something new is coming my way. Expansion is here. In fact, I think it was Brother Oral Roberts used to got into a lot of trouble because he used to say, good things are going to happen to me today. Something good is going to happen. I believe these encounters will cause you to realize once again just how wonderful God truly is. Your heart should respond like the psalmist, psalmist saying in Psalm 115:18, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. And so it's just a quick in between the fullness of this message. God, a summary, God wants us to dream big, but he also wants us to look for ways to help other people to achieve their dreams. We need to become dream inspirers, dream releasers, dream encouragers. You ever thought what a dream is? I'm not talking about your dreams you have at night as such, but a dream is a condition or achievement that is longed for, an aspiration. It's something that is placed in your heart and that you want to see come to pass. And in fact, the scripture that really goes along with that is Ephesians 3:20. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or dream, according to his power that works in us. And that's Ephesians 3:20. I believe God has placed within our hearts hopes and dreams that he wants to fulfill for us. God has a tremendous passion, more than we probably have ourselves, I think, to see you and I succeed in life. God never drops a dream in your lap and says, here you go, see you later. Does that mean that they're always going to be easier to accomplish or to bring to pass? No, not always. But that doesn't mean he's going to leave you hanging either. He's going to be right there helping step by step all along the way, accomplishing those dreams until they become a real and lasting reality in your life. We can take hope and comfort in that because he's been there for all of us all along since the beginning of the world, working all things for our good. Amen. We read in the Bible time and time again, God enabled a stuttering middle-aged Moses to become a deliverer of two of the more than 2 million people of Israel. God enabled Gideon with only 300 soldiers to defeat the armies of the Midianites. God enabled a young, untrained David with only a piece of rawhide and a smooth stone to defeat Goliath on the very first attempt. God enables the believers on the day of Pentecost with the Holy Spirit and with power and that they receive to go out and change the world forever. And quite honestly, the repercussions from their efforts are still being felt today, aren't they? And God has given us the same promise of the Holy Spirit to work in our lives as well. Amen. And if he did it for them, then why not do it for us? Why wouldn't he enable us? In fact, what I want to say to you is, what are your dreams for your lives today? Are you expectant of these encounters or these firsts? I believe we need to let go of our limits and trust God for the impossible. Declare an expansion in every area. What about today? I believe that he wants us to encourage you to expect and to praise him for more expansion of your dreams and for your dreams to come to pass, to fruition, for his glory. I believe that this will be the best year ever for your growth in every area, and that God will continue to work in a miraculous way. And you may be thinking to yourself, are you that confident? Yes, when the world gets darker, God will get brighter. And I want you to begin to experience that. In Psalm 22:22, I would declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee. Why? I will praise him for the success, the expansion, and the increase and the growth in my life and in the ministry. I want to say this again to you, what you want to be declaring. I believe that this will be the best year ever for growth in my life, in every area of my life, and God will continue to work in my life in miraculous ways. If you place that on your lips first thing in the morning, begin to charge the atmosphere with faith. I really believe that we're going to see expansion come into our life. May you have a wonderful day. May you think about this. How are you going to expand and cause others to expand in their dreams and to be more considerate of others? Inspire others to dream dreams. Amen. God bless. Have a great day. Enjoyed that. I'm going forward now, trusting to expand today myself. God bless. Have a great day. Bye.
If you would like to receive free information about becoming a partner with Jerry Savelle, or if you would like to support the outreaches of Jerry Savelle Ministries International, call 617-557-65534 or write to us at P.O. Box 3546, Robina Town Center, Queensland 42300. You can also give online at jerrysavelle.org.